How do you measure the dew point in a room when you're considering doing liquid cooling?
Okay. You're measuring both, you have to measure both the dry bulb and what's called the wet bulb of the room. And that really determines, you can get from that the relative humidity. Now, most data centers are trying to maintain a relative humidity of around 50%. Some a little bit lower, some a little bit higher. What that relative humidity says is the amount of moisture that that room can hold at that temperature, okay? Now, in a room that's at 72 degrees dry bulb, 50% relative humidity, your wet bulb temperature is roughly 50 degrees. So if the fluid running through that room is at 50 degrees or below, you'll form condensation. If it's above 50 degrees, in that example, you won't form condensation. So we run the XD fluid out from these pumping units out here at 5 degrees above the dew point. So just like this bottle of water feels cold, okay, it's not sweating because right now it's above the dew point in this room here.
Okay.
And it actually, so we're actually pumping fluid out that's on a typical room that's at 72 degrees dry bulb, 50% relative humidity, we're pumping a fluid out at 55 degrees, so that's cold. If I was to pump the fluid out at 45 degrees, I'd have condensation form in all the coils. That's one of the major differences of what we do compared to a lot of other people.
Okay? Does room change?
Room, it's no different than climbing, okay? If you're in Phoenix versus South Florida, you know, your relative humidity levels. You know, in Florida, you may have a situation where the outside relative humidity is very high. That means your wet bulb temperature is high, all right? Now, so in a data center in Florida, my cooling system is trying to dehumidify to maintain that 50% relative humidity. In Phoenix, you actually may not be dehumidifying, you may be too dry, and you will add humidity to the room to get you up to that 50% level. Most data centers, if you look nationally and globally, they're doing, in certain times of the year, they're dehumidifying, sometimes they're humidifying. But all cooling equipment, the traditional cooling equipment that's around the room, will have some element of dehumidification because the coil temperature is always below the dew point of the room. So you always take some level of humidity out, of moisture out of the room, which means I have condensate, which means I have to get rid of that water, okay, and it has to drain off. By doing this, I don't have any condensate, so that's why I can put units overhead, I can put them in the rack. In fact, we have designs that actually incorporate cooling physically inside the rack. The way we can do that is because the coil temperature is above the dew point in the space, so I don't form condensation on the coil. The coil has refrigerant being pumped through it, so if I have a leak, I don't have water, any damage, okay. So one of the things you got to be cautious on competitive products, you'll see people rate like these machines at 30 kW, but that's with using 45 degree chilled water. 45 degree chilled water running through that's going to actually do some dehumidification, so you're going to have condensation. It really truly is not doing sensible cooling. Think of a data center, and I want to maintain the temperature and relative humidity correctly. If you're in a climate, say in Florida, or in most climates, you have infiltration of humidity into the data center, so you want to dehumidify that space. You know when you size and put cooling equipment in, you size it to do what's called sensible cooling, which is changing the temperature of the room, meaning taking the heat from the servers, because that's what's called sensible heat, and then the latent heat, which is removing moisture, okay? Well, in a data center, you pretty much have a constant latent load, you know, year over year. It doesn't change. Now, it changes throughout the year, okay? But now, as I populate a data center with more servers, I'm adding sensible heat. So the load that I'm adding to the room is all sensible heat. My latent load doesn't change in the room. So the cooling system, to get the optimal, most efficient cooling system in the room, is just to add incrementally sensible cooling. And that's really what XD is.